Today is Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. Roll queue in Overwatch is here, and Super Nintendo games could be coming to Switch. Oh, yes! All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. Let's do this. I've really been getting into lately. I play Amiin Mercy, which means that I'm not very skillful at that game, apparently, but I love it. And Roll Queue is something that I've been waiting ever since it was announced. Well, it's finally out now for everyone, as well as the new character Sigma. For those of you that don't know, Sigma is the awesome gravity-defying mad scientist. He looks cool. It's going to be interesting to see what he's like. This is a new story over at Game Informer. A few weeks ago, Blizzard revealed not only their newest character Sigma, but also a new method of matchmaking for Overwatch. While they went up on the playable test servers the day they were announced, both the character and the role queue structural change are live for everyone. Oh my goodness, I cannot wait to jump in and check it out. Role queue, which mandates players choose a role like support, attack, or defense before searching for a match and then only choose characters within those classes to match up with. It's a huge change. It's going to make things a lot more competitive because now every team is going to have the same set of classes, right? Everyone's going to have the same amount of characters from the same amount of classes. I think it's going to be a really pretty big improvement. It's a fairly big change to how Overwatch is played, but there are arcade mode options for players who want to play the old way where character choices were open for everyone. Sigma is also available after being announced in July. The new gravity controlling character has had a strong response in test servers, so new players and old hands alike might find something to like in the new character. Very exciting. Anytime you make changes in a game like Overwatch, it's exciting. I mean, that's it. It changes everything. It's super. I need to jump in and play it. That's it. Okay, I'm gonna jump in now. See you guys later. Just kidding. Next news story. Another game that I simply love and adore, Diablo 3. That's right. Diablo 3 is introducing more themed seasons and new legendary powers. This is a news story over at GameSpot. Diablo 3 is more than 7 years old, but Blizzard has kept it alive with ports and a slew of updates that have essentially made it a live game. More is on the way as the developer has now shared a look at its plans for Diablo 3's future, including a commitment to communicate better with the fans. First and foremost, Blizzard says the addition of themed seasons has had a huge boon to the game. These special rule sets added some variety for players who enjoy making regular Diablo runs but may have been growing tired of having a similar seasonal experience every few months. Blizzard says that Season 16 and 17 were among the most successful seasons overall, with Season 16 on PC almost tied Season 11 when the game introduced the Necromancer class. To that end, Blizzard says it is working on more themed seasons, new sets for each class, and dozens of legendary powers, along with the usual suite of balance changes. It also said that some quality of life and gameplay system updates are on the way too. These updates won't arrive all at once, so if you don't see something for your class right away, don't worry. There is something coming for everyone, the blog states. Themed seasons are genius. I think that follows a very battle royale, right? A very World of Warcraft where there are different themes throughout the year that you can play as. It keeps people interested. It keeps people in the game. Seasons already are really cool in Diablo if you haven't played them. It's basically how fast can you rank up on the leaderboards in each season with your different classes. It's super cool. It's super fun bringing themes to them and making that those themes and variety themes a permanent stay. Good stuff, Diablo. Now let's just get a Diablo 4, baby. Bring it on. That's not mobile, please. The Nintendo Switch, absolutely crushing it. Sales out the roof. Everybody's got one. It's amazing. Well done, Nintendo Switch. Well, guess what? Super Nintendo games might come to Switch if a new filing from Nintendo is any indication. That's right. This is a news story over at DualShockers.com. Nintendo released classic NES controllers for the Switch last year, and it looks like something similar is in the works for the Super Nintendo controller. A recent filing by Nintendo with the Federal Communications Commission features the silhouette of a SNES controller. Oh my goodness. Unfortunately, much of the filing is confidential. Apart from a picture of the back of the controller, the only additional information is the Bluetooth support that it has. However, the release of a SNES controller for the Switch does usher in a renewed hope for SNES games on the Switch. After all, what better way to make the market go crazy than to release new controllers to SNES games, or even brand new games, right? If you could use that controller in brand new games, that'd be pretty cool. Nintendo already has a track record of doing so. When the NES Switch controllers released last year, Nintendo began providing access to a number of classic NES titles. Please note, this is still just a dream. This is just based off of a filing from Nintendo with the FCC. So this is kind of the rumor zone, but SNES games coming to the Switch, yes, please. Yeah, Donkey Kong on the Switch, yes, please. With the SNES controller, yes, please. Oh, Nintendo, keep crushing it. And that does us for today, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. It's my favorite day of the week. Wednesdays, they have feeling. I don't know why. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It has its name. Does Tuesday have a name? I don't think Tuesday has a name. Thursday, I don't think so. But Wednesday, Wednesday's Hump Day. And we like Hump Day here at the Gamer Daily News podcast. Guys, if you haven't yet, please head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. Also, don't forget, head over to YouTube, youtube.com/GamerDailyNews. I think there's a video dropping tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. Everybody, have a great rest of your day. I love you guys. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. Bye-bye now. Well, I'll be here first thing tomorrow morning. Don't forget, every morning, I'm here first thing tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.